Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 8th. In winter, a favorite local pastime is collecting shed deer antlers in the high country. The season to start collecting antlers normally would begin on March 15th. But this year, in the Gunnison Basin, the season has been delayed until May 15th. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Joe Lewandowski spoke with KVNF News on Tuesday and said that the delay was made for the safety of the animals.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife pushed back the date when people can go on public lands in the Gunnison Basin to collect shed antlers because of the difficult winter that we've had in the Gunnison Basin. A lot of snow, deer really came down to the low country, and they're still gathered in fairly large groups. There's still a lot of snow on the ground. When they get disturbed at this time of year, it's very difficult on them. By this time of year, they're really kind of at the end of their energy reserves. There's not a lot of natural food for them to eat. And, you know, when people go on to the areas where they're hanging out, that they're forced to move, they get pretty wary, they burn up a lot of calories. This year, because there's still a lot of snow on the ground down low, we're going to delay that until May 15th so that deer just have a better chance to make it through the rest of the winter.
Life in the Gunnison Basin is difficult for the big animals every year. Earlier this winter, Parks and Wildlife conducted deer baiting in the same area because the deer and elk are not getting enough food in this very snowy winter. Delaying the antler shed season is just another effort to help the animals survive the winter.
You know, Gunnison's cold. Gunnison has difficult winters every year. We had a lot of snow right at the end of December and early in January, and there's a lot of people asking us from the local community, you know, what are we going to do to kind of help out the deer and the elk? They really have done well this year. It hasn't been a winter that's been so severe that we have any kind of a massive die-off. Deer and elk die during the winter every year. It's just part of the natural cycle. But we did the baiting to keep them away from the roads because they were kind of gathering along the highway through Gunnison. Again, this is a way to just assure that this resource continues and that, you know, we'll have, you know, good hunting in the future and, you know, good antler collecting too.
The delay in the antler shed collection season is specific only to the Gunnison Basin. There are no restrictions on antler collecting on public land in nearby areas such as Montrose, Delta, Ridgeway, Norwood, Hotchkiss, or Crawford.
This is the only place where we have a restriction, which is on public lands below 9,300 feet in the Gunnison Basin. And other places, there's not as much snow. Deer are more spread out over bigger areas. And so there's plenty of places to go.
And in other wildlife news, if you've ever wanted to hunt bears, or if you want to improve your chances of harvesting one, plan to attend a workshop sponsored by Colorado Parks and Wildlife on March 14th in Ridgeway. Bear populations are healthy in western Colorado, providing hunters a unique hunting opportunity. Parks and Wildlife district managers will lead the presentation on hunting Colorado's black bears. They'll discuss bear biology, hunting tactics, field dressing, rules and regulations, and human-bear conflict issues. The majority of the bear harvest takes place in September, when the animals are foraging heavily for acorns and berries in preparation for their winter hibernation. The Greater Montrose area offers ideal habitat for bears, so a hunter's chances of having a successful hunt are high, if they know where to go. The class will be held from 6 to 8:30 p.m., March 14th, at the Ridgeway Town Hall, 201 North Railroad. The class will be limited to 25 people, and registration is required. To register, call the Montrose Parks and Wildlife office. Access to mental health care in Colorado will be reduced if the Affordable Care Act is replaced, especially in rural areas of the state. Eric Galatis has the story.
One sector of the population stands to be significantly affected if the GOP succeeds in repealing the Affordable Care Act. Mo Keller with Mental Health Colorado says congressional plans to roll back the measure's Medicaid expansion could impact nearly 450,000 Coloradans who finally were able to access mental health care under the law. Keller says reducing access for folks who need services would have a community-wide impact.
On the more serious and persistent illness side, the increase in homelessness, increase in police contact time, increase in the jails, increase in the court costs, increase in the emergency room use, and it's a revolving door.
Keller says when people who need help can't get it, their mental and physical conditions can deteriorate rapidly. And she says lack of coverage ultimately drives up the cost of insurance premiums for everyone, as hospitals charge more to help cover their losses in uncompensated care. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, some 20 million people nationally have gained coverage since the ACA became law. Keller says congressional plans to strip an ACA mandate for carriers to provide substance use and mental health coverage would turn back the clock to the days when virtually no insurance companies offered coverage. She adds, if state and federal governments don't support regular mental health care for those who need it, it will ultimately cost more down the line.
So if we don't have these preventive services to prevent the crisis and the mental illness from getting worse, where it is very costly to society but devastating to the individual, we're not going to resolve this problem of how to intervene early.
Despite progress made in the availability of care, Keller adds many people still live in areas with a shortage of mental health care, particularly in rural and economically disadvantaged communities. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A Republican proposal to change how the taxpayer's Bill of Rights is calculated received initial approval in the House yesterday. Benta Berkland reports.
Tabor, as it's most commonly known, limits the growth of government to inflation plus population increases. Any tax money the state collects that's higher than that limit must be refunded to voters. House Bill 1187 would instead base that limit on personal income growth, thereby tying it more closely to the overall economy.
We don't have enough for transportation. We don't have enough for education. But yet we're turning around and giving a big chunk of money back.
That's Republican sponsor Representative Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction. The state's next budget is projecting a several hundred million dollar Tabor refund. His colleague, Republican Lois Landgraf of Fountain, supports the bill and says individual taxpayers wouldn't miss a $45 Tabor refund.
People don't even know they have it. What they do know is that we have roads that are falling apart. We have other services that are in desperate need of funding. They know that, and that's what upsets them.
Other Republicans oppose the measure, arguing that it amounts to a tax increase. If it clears the legislature, voters would have the final say at the ballot box. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.